Happy Saturday, friends and neighbors. Welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed that you need to know about that are going on right here in your backyard. Not one, but two Whiteville Wolfpack cheerleaders are on the 2025 North Carolina All-Region Cheer Team. Grace Wilkins and Kerry Nicholson were chosen from more than 140 nominees across the state. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina is hosting a pop-up market today from 10 until 12 at West Columbus High School in Sierra Gorda. There's no income, residency, or ID requirements. Bring your own bags and boxes if you can. For more information, go to foodbankcenc.org. Hallsboro Neighborhood Watch is going to meet today from 2 to 3 p.m. at Mount Hebron Church, 570 Red Bug Road. Special guests include members of the Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, and County Commissioners. Southeastern Community College is going to host the Youth Leadership Summit on February 12th. Special guest is going to be Miss North Carolina's team, Cameron Hollowell. She'll lead a meet-and-greet session, and activities will focus on resume building and personal branding. There will also be workshops to help prepare seniors for joining the global workforce. Go to sccnc.edu for more information. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. We're saying goodbye to our local hero this week. Fred Mason was a volunteer fireman and EMT, as well as a well-known brick masonry instructor in the county schools and the Columbus College and Career Academy. Mason was honored for serving 30 years with Fair Bluff Fire and Rescue recently. He taught hundreds of students in the bricklaying trades through the schools. He was very well known for encouraging female students to get into the trades as well. Mason passed away this week at the age of 60. He will be missed. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is sent for February 15th. This is going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Lowe's parking lot in Whiteville. Shirts are $15 and $18. Bracelets are $3 each or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. Little Miss Kyla is recovering from injuries sustained in the car crash on January 6th that killed her mother, Misty Cripp. Southern Farm Days is coming up the third weekend in March. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about y'all, but the 15th annual festival features and celebrates all things rural and historical. It takes place at the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw. Organizers have made some changes this year to keep things interesting. Look for more on Southern Farm Days at ColumbusCountyNews.com in the coming weeks. The Columbus Baptist Association will host a spring revival March 10th through 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church, 551 Hallsboro Road South. There'll be special guests and music each night. Speaking of church news and revivals and things like that, we are expanding our church news section at ColumbusCountyNews.com, and as always, it won't cost you one thin dime. Send us your service information, the address of your church, your website or social media contacts, and any special events, as well as your pastor's name, and we'll share it with our readers. You can email churchnews@ColumbusCountyNews.com. If you can, please send us a photo of your church as well. Remember to check back with the good news throughout the week for updates on additional events, because we update our website almost every day with more good news from your community. And we never charge for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritan hero stories, little kids with big fish, happy news of any kind. We always have room for it in the good news. Email thegoodnews@ColumbusCountyNews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.